of the morning. Appeal number 082980, Estridge versus Cook County. And Mr. Tyler.
May it please the panel, Tim Tyler. This case is a medical negligence case, which originally was in the state court. The case went through some procedural process, and it ended up in federal court. The issue before this court is, at some point, the plaintiff voluntarily dismissed, without prejudice, both the United States of America and the defendant, Cook County, who this particular case is before this court on. That voluntary dismissal was taken before the district court. And on February 19, the voluntary dismissal, the plaintiff asked the district court to voluntarily, the plaintiff asked the district court to vacate the order dismissing the case. The district court denied the plaintiff motion to vacate that particular order. Then plaintiff filed a motion to reconsideration under 60B, Rule 60B, and the district court said, again, that the plaintiff's motion was denied.
Well, what was presented to the district court in that motion to reconsider that would constitute mistake or inadvertence?
The district court was presented with evidence that the plaintiff had not intended to dismiss the case completely against the defendant, Cook County. The United States of America was a defendant in this case only because when the plaintiff originally filed the case in the Circuit Court of Cook County, it was not aware that the defendant, Access Community Health, was a federally funded medical clinic.
But the district court didn't believe that explanation. That the intention was only to dismiss the U.S. from the federal case because it was clear that they didn't intend to continue litigating against Cook County in federal court.
Well, plaintiff presented to the district court an affidavit in which plaintiff included a statement from the United States of America, the U.S. attorney, that there was an agreement and an understanding that only the federal claim would be dismissed in the federal court, and that the state claim would go back to state court. That affidavit was presented to the district court along with the plaintiff presented to the district court that 5 days prior to the voluntary dismissal without prejudice, the plaintiff had filed the state court action back in state court. So there was two items submitted to the district court in support of plaintiff's contention that the plaintiff intended to have Cook County simply return to Cook County's district court and litigate against Cook County where the case originally came from. That affidavit is crucial because there was a stipulation to dismiss the entire case from federal court so that the plaintiff could go back to the state court. Upon learning that, that Cook County would 5 months later insist that it was a third filing in the state court, the plaintiff filed that motion to have the district court remand the case back to the state court, and therefore the plaintiff could continue litigating. So we presented some things to the district court that it was clearly a mistake, that it was inadvertent, that it was even excusable negligence, because in the beginning the case was in state court, and after months of litigation, after $8,000 was spent, after depositions were taken, it was found out that the United States was not a viable defendant. And at that time, that's when the plaintiff decided to voluntarily dismiss the entire case out of federal court. Just get this case out of federal court. That was the intention of the plaintiff. Just get it out of federal court and move it back to state court because the real defendant in this case was the County of Cook. And again, prior to doing that as a safety measure, plaintiffs refiled the case in state court.
Well, wasn't the statute of limitations on the wrongful death claim? It was 2 years, right?
It was, Your Honor.
And hadn't it already expired when the federal case was filed here in July of 06?
It had not, because There was voluntary dismissal in state court, which gave me a year from that particular time to file back in federal court. And the federal court had found that there was an administrative process that had to be adhered to prior to coming to federal court. So a certain period of time from the time that the administrative hearing had concluded, the administrative process had concluded, then the plaintiff had a year from that date to refile in federal court. The reinstated actually said on the face sheet. The plaintiff submitted to the court that it was a mistake, that it was inadvertent negligence, that there would be absolutely no prejudice to Cook County for this case to have been remanded back to the state court by the district court.
Ms. Burke.
May it please the court. The district court did not abuse its discretion in denying plaintiff's motion for reconsideration. The standard of review for the denial of a 60B motion is abuse of discretion. There is abuse of discretion only if no reasonable person could agree with the appropriateness of the court's order. If reasonable persons could disagree, there is no abuse of discretion. Clearly, in this case, there has been no abuse of discretion on the part of Judge Manning in denying plaintiff's motion for reconsideration. Under a Rule 60B claim for relief, the party must demonstrate extraordinary circumstances. No such extraordinary circumstances exist in this case. Plaintiff's motion to vacate the voluntary dismissal was a response to the defendant's motion to dismiss their third filing of this same cause of action in state court.
Well, we don't have much to look at in terms of the district court's denial of the plaintiff's Rule 60B motion. The district court didn't really provide any explanation for the denial. So can we really adequately review whether or not the court abused its discretion?
Yes, Your Honor. As I stated, it's a very high threshold.
Right. I know it's a high threshold, but what I'm saying is the minute order was very brief, just basically a denial, didn't lay out an explanation in any great detail.
Well, it's my recollection and understanding that Judge Manning commented that plaintiff's claim for inadvertence and mistake did not make sense. I believe Judge Manning may also have referenced a little bit her prior order on the case, which is not, though, at issue before the court at this time. As you're aware, only the July 22nd, 2008 order is before the court at this time. The court did reference the fact that the claims of mistake, inadvertence, did not seem to be legitimate in view of the actions of plaintiff's counsel, which was to refile the case, actually even before they voluntarily dismissed in federal court. They had gone and refiled apparently 5 days before voluntarily dismissing in federal court, and that this did not appear consistent with a claim of mistake or inadvertence on the part of plaintiff's counsel in moving to dismiss the case in its entirety, or its claim that its intention was only to dismiss the United States. It was clear that its intention was to clearly dismiss both the United States of America as well as the County of Cook. And in plaintiff's comments, plaintiff had incorrectly stated that it was dismissed by stipulation on September 18th, 2007. 7.
Yeah, and I found, I was thinking of a different case. There was some explanation that the court gave on it. I found the minute orders. Okay.
And actually, the dismissal on September 18th, the voluntary dismissal, was pursuant to plaintiff's written motion for voluntary dismissal of the County of Cook and the United States of America. And it was not pursuant to a stipulation. And in counsel's comments, reference an affidavit, but this affidavit did not involve the County of Cook. I believe the affidavit counsel referenced involved the United States of America and plaintiff's counsel. And the briefs, you know, clearly go through the various case law on this subject. And the case law is clear that mistaken negligence, carelessness, or ignorance of the law on this issue is not a proper reason for relief under 60B. And it's my contention that if plaintiff had been mistaken or inadvertently dismissed the County of Cook, they would have come into court right away to vacate that voluntary dismissal, and that did not occur. They did not come back in until 5 months later, and only after the County of Cook had filed a motion to dismiss their refiled state court action. And furthermore, had counsel, if the plaintiff was mistaken and thought they had only dismissed the United States of America, there should have been efforts to pursue their claim in federal court against the County of Cook. There was a period of, as I've said, 5 months during which there would have been some activity on the court's calendar with respect to the County of Cook had they still been part of the federal case and had plaintiff been mistaken on that point. And the counsel would have had an obligation to be aware of that docket and realize that there was no activity with respect to the County of Cook in federal court. Are there any questions?
Guess not.
Thank you.
Tyler.
Well, the record is clear. The attempt of the plaintiff was to remove the case from federal court and return it to state court. And in filing the voluntary dismissal, that's a mistake the plaintiff made. The case had been litigated in federal court for over a year prior to this voluntary dismissal without prejudice. So when counsel says that the mistake was not made by plaintiff, the mistake simply was to remove that case from federal court, but again, prior to the removal, the case was filed in state court. The affidavit that plaintiff spoke of refers to the U.S. attorney who was the U.S. attorney representing the U.S. at that particular moment. What plaintiff meant by stipulation was we all talked about it, counsel, the U.S. attorney, and plaintiff's counsel. We spoke before the voluntary dismissal was initiated. And we all agreed that, and we understood that the plaintiff would continue his case in Cook County against Cook County. 5 months later, Cook County goes in and files a motion. Why did it take them 5 months if they hadn't agreed? 60B explicitly says excusable negligence. Why spend $8,000? Why litigate a case for 8 months? Strike that a year. Why would the plaintiff, in fact, refile and add that cost only to purposely and deliberately dismiss his case? The only prejudice here will be to the plaintiff. 35 years old, medical negligence. She died in the hospital at Cook County. Cook County is the real defendant. There's absolutely no prejudice to Cook County to continue to litigate this case, which we had litigated for over 3 years. The district court simply said that it did not believe that the plaintiff had made a mistake. The plaintiff respectfully disagrees with the district court because, again, the plaintiff attempted to remove the case simply from federal court and return to state court. And what the plaintiff is asking this appellate panel to do is to vacate that order and remand the case back to state court and let the plaintiff have its day in court before a jury. There's not been a judgment, money damage judgment, awarded here. There's not been a judgment by a trial judge. There's not been a judgment by a jury. It's simply a motion that the plaintiff is asking be vacated and this case returned to its proper location. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And the case will be taken under advisement, and the court is in recess until 9:30 tomorrow morning.